Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought to you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Tian Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Computation and Language category of August 3, 2020. Do you know that more than 50% of the people in the world have never made or received a telephone call? Today's Archive Star of Computation and Language goes to Cristina Garbacia and Kwayasu Mei for publishing two papers in a single day. Today, we have selected 5 papers out of 18 submissions.
Now let's hear paper number 1.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Jianfeng Gao, Microsoft Research, Redmond.
Paper title:
Domain-Specific Language Model Pre-training for Biomedical Natural Language Processing.
Authored by
Yu Gu, Robert Tin, Hao Cheng, Michael Lucas, Naoto Yuzuyama, Xiaodong Lu, Tristan Naumann, Jianfeng Gao, and Huifeng Poon.
Paper abstract:
Pre-training large neural language models, such as BERT, has led to impressive gains on many natural language processing, NLP, tasks. However, most pre-training efforts focus on general domain corpora, such as newswire and web. A prevailing assumption is that even domain-specific pre-training can benefit by starting from general domain language models. In this paper, we challenge this assumption by showing that for domains with abundant unlabeled text, such as biomedicine, pre-training language models from scratch results in substantial gains over continual pre-training of general domain language models. To facilitate this investigation, we compile a comprehensive biomedical NLP benchmark from publicly available datasets. Our experiments show that domain-specific pre-training serves as a solid foundation for a wide range of biomedical NLP tasks, leading to new state-of-the-art results across the board. Further, in conducting a thorough evaluation of modeling choices, both for pre-training and task-specific fine-tuning, we discover that some common practices are unnecessary with BERT models, such as using complex tagging schemes and named entity recognition, NER. To help accelerate research in biomedical NLP, we have released our state-of-the-art pre-trained and task-specific models for the community, and created a leaderboard featuring our BLURB benchmark, short for Biomedical Language Understanding and Reasoning Benchmark, at https://a.k.a.ms/blurb. Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 2.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Mark Hasegawa Johnson, Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering, University of Illinois.
Paper title:
Evaluating Automatically Generated Phoneme Captions for Images.
Authored by
Justin van der Hout, Zoltan Thies, Mark Hasegawa Johnson, and Odette Skarenborg.
Paper abstract:
Image-to-speech is the relatively new task of generating a spoken description of an image. This paper presents an investigation into the evaluation of this task. For this, first an image-to-speech system was implemented which generates image captions consisting of phoneme sequences. This system outperformed the original image-to-speech system on the Flickr 8K corpus. Subsequently, these phoneme captions were converted into sentences of words. The captions were rated by human evaluators for their goodness of describing the image. Finally, several objective metric scores of the results were correlated with these human ratings. Although BLU4 does not perfectly correlate with human ratings, it obtained the highest correlation among the investigated metrics, and is the best currently existing metric for the image-to-speech task. Current metrics are limited by the fact that they assume their input to be words. A more appropriate metric for the image-to-speech task should assume its input to be parts of words, i.e. phonemes, instead. This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Nada Lavrak, Josef Stefan Institute.
Paper title:
COVID-19 Therapy Target Discovery with Context-Aware Literature Mining.
Authored by
Matei Martinc, Blas Skrlj, Sergei Perkmajer, Nada Lavrak, Boyan Snek, Martin Marsidovsek, and Senya Polak.
Paper abstract:
the abundance of literature related to the widespread COVID-19 pandemic is beyond manual inspection of a single expert. Development of systems capable of automatically processing tens of thousands of scientific publications with the aim to enrich existing empirical evidence with literature-based associations is challenging and relevant. We propose a system for contextualization of empirical expression data by approximating relations between entities, for which representations were learned from one of the largest COVID-19-related literature corpora. In order to exploit a larger scientific context by transfer learning, we propose a novel embedding generation technique that leverages Cybert language model pre-trained on a large multi-domain corpus of scientific publications and fine-tuned for domain adaptation on the COVID-19 dataset. The conducted manual evaluation by the medical expert and the quantitative evaluation based on therapy targets identified in the related work suggest that the proposed method can be successfully employed for COVID-19 therapy target discovery and that it outperforms the baseline FastText method by a large margin. I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 4.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Kwayas Humay, Professor, University of Michigan.
Paper title:
Neural Language Generation, Formulation, Methods, and Evaluation.
Authored by
Christina Garbacia and Kwayas Humay.
Paper abstract:
recent advances in neural network-based generative modeling have reignited the hopes in having computer systems capable of seamlessly conversing with humans and able to understand natural language. Neural architectures have been employed to generate text excerpts to various degrees of success, in a multitude of contexts and tasks that fulfill various user needs. Notably, high-capacity deep learning models trained on large-scale datasets demonstrate unparalleled abilities to learn patterns in the data even in the lack of explicit supervision signals, opening up a plethora of new possibilities regarding producing realistic and coherent texts. While the field of natural language generation is evolving rapidly, there are still many open challenges to address. In this survey, we formally define and categorize the problem of natural language generation. We review particular application tasks that are instantiations of these general formulations, in which generating natural language is of practical importance. Next, we include a comprehensive outline of methods and neural architectures employed for generating diverse texts. Nevertheless, there is no standard way to assess the quality of text produced by these generative models, which constitutes a serious bottleneck towards the progress of the field. To this end, we also review current approaches to evaluating natural language generation systems. We hope this survey will provide an informative overview of formulations, methods, and assessments of neural natural language generation. Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 5.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Kwayas Humay, Professor, University of Michigan.
Paper title:
An Empirical Study on Explainable Prediction of Text Complexity, Preliminaries for Text Simplification.
Authored by
Christina Garbacia, Mengxin Guo, Samuel Carton, and Kwayas Humay.
Paper abstract:
Text simplification is concerned with reducing the language complexity and improving the readability of professional content so that the text is accessible to readers at different ages and educational levels. As a promising practice to improve the fairness and transparency of text information systems, the notion of text simplification has been mixed in existing literature, ranging all the way through assessing the complexity of single words to automatically generating simplified documents. We show that the general problem of text simplification can be formally decomposed into a compact pipeline of tasks to ensure the transparency and explainability of the process. In this paper, we present a systematic analysis of the first two steps in this pipeline: 1. Predicting the complexity of a given piece of text, and 2. Identifying complex components from the text considered to be complex. We show that these two tasks can be solved separately, using either lexical approaches or the state-of-the-art deep learning methods, or they can be solved jointly through an end-to-end, explainable machine learning predictor. We propose formal evaluation metrics for both tasks, through which we are able to compare the performance of the candidate approaches using multiple datasets from a diversity of domains. I think this is a cool paper. What do you think?